This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Measure your marketing, but what exactly should you measure? How do you know if you or your marketing staff are actually performing? This is Frida Liu. Good morning. We've got Jeevan Sahadevan from Leverage Lab joining us because it is the first Monday of the month and we're talking about marketing KPIs. So Jeevan Sahadevan here is going to introduce seven simple key performance indicators, KPIs, that every marketer must religiously measure every single week and month to know exactly how well a marketing campaign is performing. So track your marketing efficiently and effectively with these seven indicators. Before we get to seven indicators, we always have a long preamble. Welcome back, Jeevan.
Good to be here.
Yeah. How should I design these indicators? Is it an Excel spreadsheet, which I absolutely detest, or an online CRM?
Well, first and foremost, well, let's look at the word itself. Key performance indicators, what are they? So they are basically those core or important measures that tell you how well you're performing in an area, in any area for that matter. And for instance, you can even have KPIs for your body. So how do you know your body is performing? How do you know your health is performing? So your KPIs would be things like your HDL, your LDL, your triglycerides, your weight, your body fat percentage, and all these kind of things. And again, many businesses feel that they may have just a few key KPIs for the entire business, like, for instance, revenues per year or profit per year, some very simple few key KPIs. But when they go down to the departments, I find a lot of KPIs missing. They just have absolutely nothing. It's just like saying, imagine if you go to a doctor and you tell the doctor, doctor, I feel my cholesterol is high. Mm. And the doctor says, I feel it too. You probably want to smack this doctor.
Here's some medication. Like,
what is this? And he gives you some medication and you go off. And 3 months later, you come back and say, doctor, thanks for the medicines. I feel my cholesterol is now normal. And he says, I feel it too. And you know, as much as you find it so funny, this is how so many people are running marketing.
Right.
This is how they feel their campaigns are not performing. I say, what do you mean you feel it's not performing? Or I feel this campaign isn't working. Or I feel this campaign is not good. And so my answer is always, what do you mean you feel? So don't feel your way through business and marketing. Yeah. But structure systems around it so that you know what's actually going on. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to share seven. When you actually look at marketing, again, this is such a quagmire. It can be so many things to look at. Mm. People get totally confused. So the question then becomes, what should you be measuring? Okay. How do you even know that your marketing is performing and that you're doing really well? So I've come up with seven areas, seven things. So these seven things you're going to measure, and to answer your question on how we're going to measure this, well, I think you want to...
I feel it. Okay. So how... Obviously, you'd be measuring numbers. So how often are these discussed? Okay. Daily, weekly?
Well, first to measure it, you could use something as simple as some just old school. You could have some people just have an exercise book. Can you imagine? You can just have an exercise book and measure your weekly KPIs, the things I talk about. You can have an Excel spreadsheet, definitely, even though you detest it. You could have that. You can even have an online CRM to do this. The tool you use to measure, that's entirely up to you. Mm. But you cannot not measure these seven things. You can't like say, I don't want to measure these seven things. You can't do that. So you got to look at these seven things. And that's really important. So the first things first. Well, let's take a look at this. Let's look at what are the seven. So maybe we'll go deeper into the seven, and then you could hit me with questions.
Okay.
From that.
We're actually gonna get started, right? Okay. The first KPI.
Okay, so the first KPI number one is lead sources. So the first thing you want to measure is this. So let me ask you this question: how many lead sources are you creating? You see, the first thing you want to measure, and you want to put this on a document, and the reason being is because you want to really take a look at this. Now, how many lead sources are you creating for you to get leads? What is a lead? A lead is a prospect, a potential customer, not a customer, but a potential customer, an inquiry. So the inquiries can only come from a source. So how many lead sources are you actually launching in your business per week, per day, per month, per year? How many do you have? And this is where it gets interesting, because many businesses, number one, they don't even measure how many lead sources they're having or create them. And then number two, they don't have enough. Like some businesses may have just Facebook and Instagram, two lead sources. And I'm saying, do you realize you only have two? Mm. And they say, well, Jeevan, I'm not getting customers. Well, you don't even have lead sources. So some businesses may have, say, offline lead sources and nothing online. They may be doing telemarketing and referrals. And some businesses say they're doing referrals as a lead source, but they're not tracking anything in referrals. So I would ask a question like, for instance, okay, so one of your lead sources is referrals. How many people this week did you ask for a referral? Oh, this week we were busy. We didn't really do it. Well, then you don't have a lead source called referrals. So the first thing you want, the first KPI here that's absolutely critical to look at is how many lead sources do you have? And of course, for each of those lead sources, you want to also track within that lead source what offers going through it, because a person reacts to your lead source through the offer. For instance, you may have, if you're doing an online promo on your Facebook advertisement, you may have a code for a discount, maybe a 20% discount, and people would react accordingly.
Okay.
So that's the offer. Otherwise, they wouldn't react. Or the offer could be buy one, free one. Or the offer could be a free consultation. It could be anything, but you need to have an offer. So your lead source needs to come with an offer. So see, say if you had an exhibition roadshow in Publica and you're a developer and you're having a roadshow, what's the offer? Why should people sign up for something? So maybe the offer is some rebate for a property you buy right now, something like that. So the first thing is, the first KPI, which is very interesting because very few marketers or even entrepreneurs realize how critical is the lead sources.
And another is channels of distribution another terminology?
That's right. Yeah. They're all different words that people use. They say distribution channels. Mm. They call them lead sources. You can call them strategies. Mm. So they're all different words, but they come down to the same thing. And let me give you a little heads up here. You want to explode your business with customers, have 10 lead sources. 5 online, 5 offline.
Okay.
Even things like your website is a lead source.
And I guess like we obviously all has offers, right? And then with the code that you give, you know like, oh.
Yeah, you know where it came from. So you can dress it up. You see, so you know, so okay, this came from my Facebook, this came from my website. Very good. So you see, the code helps you. Sometimes if you don't have a code like that, you can even change names. Call Aziza. So if A... call Aziza, call Belinda, call Craig. So when someone comes in asking for Craig, then you know, all right, that came from a flyer or that came from this. So just make sure you inform the team that there's no Craig here.
Call Frida for Facebook.
Yeah, call Frida for Facebook, correct.
Okay.
So if anyone contacts you from
Instagram.
Yeah, so anyone calls in from Facebook, ask, call Frida, but make sure someone doesn't know Frida because they might actually call. But the thing is, the important thing is this, when I go into, anyone listening to this could just take a look at this. How many lead sources do you have? And if you talk to 10 entrepreneurs, you'd find at least half of them have less than 5. And this is fascinating stuff. So if you're listening out there and you've got less than 5 lead sources, you don't have enough.
Okay.
So you need to get to work. So my heads up here for everyone is have 10.
Okay.
Leads, have a combination of online and offline because offline still works very, very well as well. So that's the first KPI. So your marketers out there and your entrepreneurs out there, they've got to measure this. They've got to say, hey, how many lead sources do we have this week? Mm. How many lead sources do we have this month? How many lead sources did we have last year? So you want to be measuring. So this is the first KPI. This is the first key performance indicator that your marketing is doing really well.
Before we go to the second one though, right? And I just want to ask you this question. How long should a marketing campaign run for? And when do you start evaluating whether it's effective or not?
That's a very good question. So in fact, many people do ask me that question. How long should we run a marketing campaign to know whether it's really working? The rule of thumb is about 5 weeks. So that's a rule of thumb. So whatever you run, you need to run it for at least 5 weeks. And that's a sweet spot. It's not too much, it's not too little, but it gives you enough information. So roughly, it's about a month. You run your campaigns for a month and you'll have enough indication as to whether this is really performing or not. We're going to look at the other KPIs. He'll tell you more.
Okay, we'll discuss that after this with Jeevan Sahadevan. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Blockbusters for me. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Frida Liu. We're talking about marketing KPIs with Jeevan Sahadevan from Leverage Lab. He joins us the first Monday of every month. And it's the 7 simple key performance indicators that we're looking out for when coming up with your marketing campaigns. Of course, we started off with lead sources.
Yeah.
What's the second one?
Okay. So the first KPI, so we're looking at marketing KPIs. The first KPI to have in your business is lead sources. The second KPI is, of course, leads, the leads and responses that you've generated from your lead sources. So the second KPI is you want to track every single lead you ever generate, every single response you ever generate. Notice I use these two different words here. Mm. They mean the same thing in a way, but what it means is this. So a lead would be an inquiry that you, and a response is, for instance, let's say you ran a Facebook campaign and one response could be someone clicking like. So that's still a response. It's not really a complete lead. They've not made the inquiry stage yet, but at least they've responded to your campaign. So it's one level of response. Your campaign has had a response, but you do want to track this. And of course, that may lead to nothing, but that comes later down the road. We're looking when we look at other KPIs. But what do you want to track now? So the second thing to track, the first one being lead sources, how many you have. The second thing to track is how many leads did you actually generate? Now, this is fascinating because if you give me 10 entrepreneurs in a room and I pick them up and I ask the entrepreneurs, for instance, I say, look, how many leads did you generate in the month of January 2020? And some could tell me, some probably can't. Then I go backwards a little. I say, how many did you generate last year, May? Then you start finding many of them getting stuck. Can you track this information? Mm. Is there some information in your office that you can go and dig out to show this? And then I ask this question, how many leads did you generate per lead source last year? Then it gets even more interesting because, see, people are not tracking this. And if you're not tracking this, then how do you know your marketing is actually working? So now you're tracking. So in KPI number two, you're tracking not only the number of leads, but the number of leads per lead source. So for every single lead source, how many leads and responses did you generate? And the question then would be, do you have a system to collect this data? So who's going to do it? What is going to be done? And how are they going to do it? So you've got to go through. So you've got to build this with your team. So that's number two, the second KPI.
So I mean, now people know, I'm going to put an offer and I'll know where it is. But for current campaigns, I guess, it's difficult to tell where exactly a prospect originated from. So what do you do in this situation?
Because you don't know where a prospect came from. So it's very easy. So again, many clients do ask this question again. Yeah, they'll ask me, say, sister coach, how do you know where this person came from? So of course, you ask them. So look, how did you hear about us? You can put a proper script in place. You can say something like this. Hey, by the way, Mr. John, just so that I can help you best, is it okay if I ask you a couple of questions? And says, yeah, sure. But first question is, how did you hear about us?
Right.
And immediately write that information down. Mm. So this is so simple. And yet, you know, you'd be surprised how many marketers don't do it.
Yeah.
And that's why when you say, and they say, they use this assumption thing. They assume it came from this campaign or that campaign. They're just not asking. Because you see, you'd be very surprised what actually is giving you your leads. It may be a campaign you never considered, you never thought about. I remember many years ago, and one of my clients was doing drafting services for architects. And so we had all these different lead sources. This was in the days before social media. And it was, I think, 15 years ago or so, even more. And we had all these campaigns we were running, and then we started tracking the responses from each of them. And take a guess, which campaign produced almost 80% of all his leads? It was faxing. I didn't expect that. Neither did he. And he's like, wow. And I thought, wow, faxing is producing the majority of all your leads. So guess what we did? We put a huge amount of resources towards faxing.
Right.
And then we exploded the business with that. So you see, you really want to know. For instance, it could be networking that's producing a huge chunk of your leads. It could be within networking. You may be networking at, say, Rotary, Toastmasters, and BNI. And maybe BNI is producing a huge chunk, the biggest chunk of your leads. You really want to know this. You want to know how many leads am I generating every single week, every single day, every single month, and where is it coming from? So that's KPI number two. KPI number three is a superbly, incredibly critical KPI. So KPI number three is appointments.
Okay.
Nothing ever happens in a business until you have an appointment. So until you get an appointment with someone, you really have nothing. The person could have inquired. Someone calls up, say, for example, about a property. Hey, I saw your ad. I like this property. And the agent now should try and secure an appointment. Say, could you come to the showroom tomorrow at 2:00? Person says, we'll see how. You have nothing. And many people get excited about the leads. See how it's a nothing. You see, it's absolutely nothing. I mean, many people get excited because they've got so many leads. Then I ask a critical question. How many became appointments? We don't know. We never really looked at it. We never tracked it. So let me put it to you this way. In business, let's take sport. I remember many years ago when I used to play a lot of squash, and one of my friends was really good at squash. He told me, this, Jeevan, never take your eye off the ball. The minute you take your eye off the ball, you turn and look at the opponent, then you're going to miss a shot. In business, the ball is appointments. It's not revenue. It's not even profits. It's actually appointments. Never, ever take your eye off this ball. So when I ask a person in business, an entrepreneur or a marketer, how many appointments did you generate in February, in January, in December last year, in November? Many can't answer this question. And then I'll ask this question: how many appointments have you generated for next week? How many are you going to see? So you see, this is a challenge. So let me give you a simple formula. A equals P equals S. Appointments equals prospects equals sales. Mm. If you have no appointments, you have really no prospects to work with, and you have no sales. So in business, this is critical. So have some scripts to not only generate these appointments when the leads come in, but to also follow up with the appointments to make sure they become actual visits, that they actually show up. So this KPI is a critical KPI because, again, many marketers miss this one somehow, or entrepreneurs miss it. So make sure you're tracking the appointments that you generate. So that's number three. Number four, KPI number four is customers. So how many customers did you generate? So now you had the lead sources, you had the leads coming in, and they translated into appointments. That still doesn't mean anything until they actually become customers. So how many of these people? So you may have had, say, in the year 2019 or 2018, for instance, you may have had 2,000 leads, but only 200 became customers. So you see, that means a huge chunk of these people didn't become customers. What did you do with them? Where are they? Where have they gone? Yeah. What's happened? So you want to track how many actually became customers. And now, here's where it gets interesting. Customers are made up of two groups. And that is your existing customers, or in other words, past customers, and new customers. So for instance, if let's say you decide to buy a BMW, are you a past customer who's bought BMWs before, or is this your first time? Is you new? So this is important as well. Why? Because it's all about relationship. Mm. We're now in a relationship age, and everything's about relationship. So if you've got past customers, you want to know how many of these customers right now are actually past customers. And if it's, and you run all these campaigns, and none of them are past customers, now that's worrying. Where are your past customers?
Right.
But let's say 80% are past customers, then why are the new ones not coming?
Mm.
See, so customers is a very interesting area to have a KPI around. And then comes number five. Number five, if you look at 1 to 4, number five is the one that's missing. Number five is conversion rate.
Mm.
So from your leads, so if you've got 10 leads and you get one customer, that means your conversion rate is 10%. So I could give you a very simple formula here. LG multiplied by CR equals C. LG stands for lead generation, CR is conversion rate, and C is customers. So whenever someone tells me, Jeevan, I don't have any customers for my business, I tell them, that's not true. I say, what do you mean that's not true? Well, customers has an equal sign before it, so it's a result. So what is it you really don't have? You don't have leads, or you don't have conversion rate?
Mm.
Don't have conversion. Which one you don't have? You go, wow, I don't know. Well, there you go. You're not measuring again. No KPIs. So your conversion rate is a very critical thing to measure. And let's get deeper with this one. Now, what? Not only do you measure your conversion rate of prospects into customers, but you measure your conversion rate per salesperson. So for each of the salespeople in your organization, what are their conversion rates? Then you also measure conversion rate per product, per service. You see, you got to know this. Now, every single thing in your business, you got to know. For instance, if someone walks into an Apple store, now, what are the conversion rates for iPhones, iMacs, accessories? What are all the conversion rates? They got to know this. How many prospects coming in actually buy iPhones? How many actually buy iMacs? And how many actually buy accessories?
Mm.
You want to know this. So you see, again, are you tracking it? So you may suddenly realize, wow, product C has got the biggest conversion rate ever. And it may be a product that is giving you the smallest amount of profit.
Right.
And you're channeling so much resources there simply because you're so excited. But it may be the one that's not giving you the big chunk of your business.
Okay.
But you need to now look at something else. So conversion rates tell you a lot of things. They tell you a lot about the business. Then you want to see, what can I do to increase my conversion rate? Maybe you want to introduce a testimonial or a case study of how clients have used your services and improved yourself. So conversion rate is everything. It's a beautiful thing to measure. And I'm surprised how many businesses are actually not even measuring it.
Mm. Okay.
So that's number five. Then comes number six, the big one. Number six is, of course, revenues. Or in other words, another word for revenues is sales.
Mm.
So revenues, sales, or turnover, there's all the same things. They all mean the same things. But you want to look at two things when it comes to revenues or sales. You want to look at your total sales generated in that campaign, in that month, or per day. And you want to look at average sale per customer.
Right.
So a typical customer buys how much? So if I go to a restaurant, I'll ask the owner, how much does an average customer spend? here? Sometimes they struggle to give that answer. And then the next question is, what are your total sales per day or per hour? So total sales per hour, total sales per day, average sale per customer, average sale per table. You see, so you want to know these things. So these things are very important to measure as well. You see, you're starting to see now, some people say, gosh, Jivan, I'm measuring so many things. My answer is, well, do you want to be successful?
Mm.
Business is mathematics. Everything else is drama. So people love to drama. I mean, look at politics. There's just so much drama out there. Everyone loves drama. So, but the thing that really changes your business is the mathematics, not the drama. So you know, you could drama all you want, but if you don't know the numbers, then it's going to be difficult. It's back to that cholesterol thing again, where the guy goes to the doctor and says, yeah, doctor, I feel my cholesterol's high. And doctor says, I feel it too. I mean, you smack such a doctor. I mean, how could you even have such a person? So you see, who knows, man? There could be someone like that out there. So, uh-huh. But that's how important these KPIs are. And finally, we come to the last one, KPI number 7. And KPI number 7, if you ask me, I think it's the most important KPI ever. And I've spoken about this a lot in previous sessions as well. And that is acquisition cost.
Okay.
The cost, what is acquisition cost? Acquisition cost is the cost of acquiring either a lead or a customer. So let me give you an example. Now, let's say I take out 2,000 ringgit from my pocket and I put this into a marketing campaign, a source, maybe Facebook advertisement, and I get 10 leads and I get one sale. So my acquisition cost per lead is 200 ringgit. My acquisition cost per sale is 2,000 ringgit. So that's, wow, I just paid 2,000 bucks for one sale.
Mm.
Now, I take the same 2,000 and this time I put it into a salesperson. I put it in 1,800 as a salary and 200 ringgit as a, say, a travel allowance. Okay? But the salesperson goes out there and generates 50 inquiries or leads. And that salesperson closes 10 sales. Now my acquisition cost has dropped down to 40 ringgit a lead and 200 ringgit a sale. Exact same money, complete difference in cost of acquisition. So you never ever get a customer in business. You buy a customer. So my question is always, how many customers would you like to buy? You see, it's a really fun thing to really look at. Yesterday, I was conducting a two-day seminar for about 200 of these Enagic distributors. It's the Kangen Water distributors. About 200 people in the rooms in gardens. And I had some fun with them. One of the things I asked is questions. So I took out a 50 ringgit note and I asked a question. I said, how many people here, who here would like to buy this 50 ringgit note for 20 ringgit? So many were thinking, is this a trick question? Is it? But if you really think about it, now, would you buy it? So that means, so some people would say that, well, you know, it's so expensive, I'm buying for 20 ringgit. Hello, you're not buying a 50 ringgit for 20 ringgit, you're getting 30 ringgit for free.
Okay.
So that's interesting. So when you start to look at it differently, when you look at the mathematical components, for instance, now you say you buy a customer for 2,000 ringgit because you put a 2,000 ringgit and you buy this customer for 2,000 ringgit, but this customer spends 10,000 ringgit in your business, of which your margins are 50%. So that's 5,000 ringgit in profit. So your 2,000 ringgit brought you 5,000 ringgit in profit, net profit. Minus the 2,000 ringgit in the cost, your net total net is 3,000. So every time you spend 2,000 ringgit, your total net profit would be 3,000. Question, how many times would you spend that 2,000? You see, as many as you can, as many times as you can, wherever you can. So that's the power of acquisition cost. When you know your acquisition cost per campaign, per lead source, and you know it's leading to a net profit, you can keep running all those campaigns. It's profit.
Okay. Now, what about campaigns making money, but not as much as other campaigns,
okay,
right?
This is a brilliant question.
Right? Do you scrap them and continue running them? And maybe the marketing campaign costs a lot of money.
Okay, so let's take a look. So let's say campaign A, campaign B. So campaign A, after you take out even the cost of the marketing campaign, your net profit is, say, 10 ringgit. Campaign B, after you take out the cost of your marketing and everything else, your net profit is 950 ringgit. Which one do you run, campaign A or B? Mm-hmm. And whenever I ask this question, again, 99% of people will say, obviously you run B. No, you run both.
Mm.
Why would you ever say no to 10 ringgit net profit? Why would you always run both? The only time you run the more profitable one is if you don't have enough resources to handle the sales from both, then you run the better one and quickly up your resources so you can handle the other one, the smaller one as well. So the idea here is it's again, you go beyond emotions, you look at the math. As long as your campaigns are producing a net profit, you keep running them again and again and you run them forever. So, and this gets really exciting because now you realize how much in control you really are of your marketing. So your KPIs make you a very powerful person. When you actually have this, you can take any business and make it super successful.
Right.
Because everything comes down to the KPIs. Everything comes down to what you're doing in these seven areas. So let me just quick recap. So KPI number one is your lead sources. It's how many sources you have to generate leads. KPI number two is your leads and responses generated. You're tracking how many leads and responses generated. KPI number three, you're tracking appointments. So the leads generated become appointments. How many of them became appointments? KPI four, you're tracking customers. So how many appointments became customers? KPI five, you're tracking conversion rate. So what's a conversion rate from appointment to customer or from lead to appointment conversion rate and the conversion rate of your different products and services? And KPI number six, you're tracking your average sale as well as your total sales generated that week, that day, that month. KPI number seven, you're tracking your acquisition cost per lead source that you have out there. Now, if you have these seven KPIs and you're doing very well in all seven, you're an incredible marketer and an incredible entrepreneur.
All right. Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab with Marketing KPIs. He's just gone through seven of them. And of course, he'll be back again at the first Monday of next month, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.